fellows. She's going to share with us just from her journey over the last couple of years in uni and why she went to uni and all of those different things. I'm excited to hear what God's been doing in you. We've been on the journey together, but I'm excited to hear what God wants to say through you. So come on up. Let me pray for you. And then afterwards, I might have a few little devotional thoughts, but we'll see how you go. And I'm sure we're going to hear from God through you, Beck. So I might not have to say a thing. I'm pretty sure that'll be the way it goes. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for tonight. Thanks for the chance to be here. Thank you for what you want to speak through Rebecca. And we pray, God, that you would just calm her heart and help her, Lord, just to speak from her heart, her experience of what you've been doing in her life at work. Jesus, thank you for what you're going to do tonight. In your name, amen.
All righty. So my work is uni. So I'm doing psychology at Newcastle Uni. I'm in my second year, and I'm just going to talk about the kind of journey that God's taken me on through that and some of the things that I've learnt. So my first challenge and big kind of learning moment was actually deciding whether or not to go to uni in the first place. So when I finished school, I had a whole bunch of options, which, you know, is like everyone finishing school, you're trying to decide what you're going to do. And I knew that I wanted to go to uni and do psychology, but then I also had other options like doing plunge, like Luke and Chris had done, or Chris was doing it that year. And I also, like, I knew I wanted to work with people in the future, but I didn't know if the best way to go about that was through a psychology degree or from the other, like a Christian, like a more Christian side, like you can do like counselling kind of stuff through Bible college. So I really wasn't sure what direction I should take to get to where I wanted to be. And so this decision actually became a really stressful thing for me, because on the one hand, I really wanted to go to uni, but then I couldn't justify the decision to go to uni over doing something so much more like Christian. So I just couldn't fathom the idea that God wouldn't want me to go to Bible college, because like that just sounds really crazy. And so I talked to a lot of people about it for quite a while. So this was going on for like a few months around the end of school. And I had some really good advice on both sides, but then in the end, well, I decided to go to uni, but that was mainly because I had no peace about any of the other options. And God is a God of peace, so I figured that if that's what God wanted me to do, then he would have given that to me. I mean, it got to the stage where I was so stressed at the idea of doing any of the other options. Like, my head was saying, it's a really good idea, and I should do those ones. But my heart was so stressed that I was like, I could barely sleep, I could barely eat, I could barely study, and I was in the middle of my HSC, so that was not good. So yeah, based on the peace, I decided to go to uni, and I'm now very happy that that's where God wants me to be. But now there's been a whole nother journey since I got there, so I'll share about that too. So, if I'm honest, wait, Chris, can you please turn me down a bit? Oh, really? Okay, I feel really loud. Okay. If I'm honest, it hasn't, like, I'm not proud of all the, like, how I've tackled every situation since I got there, but I have grown a lot since I first started. So I do have like a fair few non-Christian friends, but those ones prior to uni were lifelong friends, so people that I'd had for a long time, so it was never like an issue that I was a Christian, because I got closer to God after our friendship had already been established. And then all the rest of my friends were from BCC, and God has been like a part of our conversation every time we see each other. So I was really worried going into uni about how people would take me being Christian and how that would affect my friendships, because I'd never really had to, like, pursue those friendships before. And so, yeah, I knew that once I already had those friendships that it wouldn't be an issue. But I was really, yeah, I was worried that if people knew from the very start, then I'd get ideas about, like, what it means that I was a Christian and not want to form those close friendships in the first place. So that kind of worried me a lot going in. And except the problem was I took that to the total extreme, and some of my friends didn't find out that I was a Christian until, like, over a year later. Because I was afraid of what it meant to show that whole part of my life. But this is where God's character really shines through, because he has been so patient with me and really full of mercy, because the opportunities that I have been, like, confident enough to take, God has really used and has shown me that it's really not that big a deal and has really blessed my friendships in that, instead of making me feel bad about those all the times I didn't take the opportunities. So since then, I've had a lot of conversations about God, actually, which is really amazing. And I've actually never had a negative experience with sharing my faith at uni, which is really crazy. And I know that a lot of people do have them. Like, for example, I know that Swansea High is not an easy place to be a Christian. But just from my point of view, I realised how dramatic I was being, thinking that was going to be a really big deal when it really wasn't. And I do get a lot of funny comments, though, that I hadn't had coming from BCC. Like, one of my friends, when they first found out I was a Christian, asked me to rate myself out of 10 on how Christian I was. So I never had to do that before. I won't say that one. And another person asked me when they found out, they go, oh, do you know this person? I don't remember the name. It's just some random person that happened to go to a church in Newcastle. And they thought that because I was a Christian that I would know them too. And then just last week, I walked past a bunch of my friends and they'd just gotten cupcakes from, like, the Christian Society stall. They were giving out free cupcakes. And they're like, yeah, Beck, you should go get one. It's right up your alley. That's the Jesus people. So that's been an interesting one, but all positive experiences. I've had some really great conversations with people. Like, one of my closest uni friends, this one time, she, like, walked over when I was talking to another Christian girl. And she's like, what are you guys talking about? And then we ended up spending the next hour and a half just answering all of her questions about God, which is just really amazing. I think I realized that I think the fear that we have around that is definitely something that, like, Satan brings into our lives. And God has been so amazing in all this. And really just encouraging me and building me up to have the confidence that I needed, rather than making me feel bad for not having it in the first place. And then the other part of my uni story is my friendship with Nadia. Okay, so Nadia is my closest uni friend, and she's Muslim. And she's actually the reason that I know now that I'm where I'm supposed to be at uni, because it took a long time, even after I started, to be really confident with my decision, because I'd had so much pressure before that and, like, so much confusion. My friendship with Nadia is actually really surprising in itself in the first place, because we've only had a couple of classes together in the 2 years that I've been there. And she doesn't go to lectures because 9 a.m. is too early for her. So I hardly ever see her. Like, sometimes I could go, like, weeks and weeks, and we never even cross paths. But we're still super close. So, yeah, and she, actually, every time that we have hung out, even if it's just been me dropping her home, which is like a five-minute drive, we've had a meaningful conversation about God, which is so crazy. And, like, we talk about her faith too, but we actually end up spending more of the time talking about mine. And I'm not saying that I'm forcing that on her. She's all full of questions and everything. And she's not about to convert or anything, but the conversations that we have had have just been so amazing. So at the start of this year, I thought about changing degrees to social work. But the reason I actually stayed was because of her, because I knew that God had put her in my life, but that our friendship wasn't strong enough yet to last if we were in different degrees. We hadn't known each other really for long enough. And so I ended up staying because I didn't know what God wanted me to do long term, but I knew that in like just that semester I needed to be doing psychology with Nadia. And now I really love it, so I'm going to stay. And she's even like, she's come to Christian talks with me at uni and stuff, which is just, and a few weeks ago, actually, she gave me this book that she'd traded some food for from like a random Christian that she walked past on the street. And it was a book about the return of Christ and it's just kind of sharing the truth of who gets saved and who doesn't. And she wants me to read it on her behalf so I can tell her if she can read it or not. And the crazy thing is, I did not know this, some of you probably do, but I did not, that as a Muslim, she actually believes that Jesus is going to come back and save them all. And I was just so shocked when I found that out. So literally this book is the truth of when Jesus comes back. She always thinks he's coming, but it's the total truth of it. And she's trusting me to read that for her and tell if she can read it or not. So that's just really crazy. So that is definitely just a place where God is working. So please pray for that because, that's just pretty big if she does end up reading the book. And just our friendship in general and just that I can have more opportunities to keep on sharing with her. And the thing I was praying about what God actually, like the point of these stories were today. And I just felt like God was showing me that God has been so faithful through this whole journey, and where I have been not knowing what to do and not taking opportunities and stuffing up, God has been really using me anyway and has been encouraging me along the way. And then at the fact that at the one hand I had these friends who didn't even know I was Christian, and God was still able to like build this friendship with Nadia and wasn't saying, no, Beck, you're like stuffing up there, so until you get that right, you can't do anything. But it was using the place where I was willing to, where I wasn't afraid. And I'm still challenged a lot by all the ways that I do deny God by not taking opportunities to share my faith. I definitely still miss out on a lot of them because I'm afraid of how then new people that I'm not friends with yet are going to react. But I am getting better because God has been really encouraging in this. And so I want to encourage any of you that may be afraid, especially just if you're in a secular environment, so that could be work or uni or school. I want to encourage you just to give it a go because in my experience, it's not as bad as I thought it would be. And even if it doesn't go all happy and dandy and roses and butterflies, then God promises to be with you anyway. So, yeah, it's really not going to be that bad because God's going to be with you through that and give you peace and strength to do that. And then I was going to say, that, this is my last point, that it says in the Bible that when God speaks, like his word goes out and doesn't return empty. And I think from my experience, what I've realized is that God uses that for us too. So the times that we do have the courage to speak, he doesn't let that go out and return empty. And he'll use even the smallest bit of courage from us. God will use that. So it's just, you can take small steps and see where it goes. Yeah, and God will use that, which is so amazing. And yeah, and praying for me has been a big one. So I found I've had way more opportunities and taken way more of those opportunities when I've been deliberate about praying before, like on my way to uni. If I'm praying for those opportunities, then I've found that they're coming and I'm noticing them and I'm having like the courage to take them and kind of that prompting from the Holy Spirit. So that's made a big difference. So yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I'm just interested, like, I think this is fabulous how you focus on that, all that relational aspect of it. What about some of the lecturers themselves? Like, we know like a lot of what you're learning is going to be taught from a non-Christian perspective, and some of that matches with the Bible, but a lot of time, like, we see in our unis, we've got lecturers that are really against the Christian faith and almost making mockery of it in universities. Have you encountered that? How do you sit there?
I have. So that's a very good question. I do struggle with that a bit because we do learn a lot about evolution. And it's not even just in our biology courses. It's everything we learn. It's now what is the evolutionary purpose of this behavior? Like, we're learning about attachment between like parents and their children, and instead of just going, whereas I think, yeah, that's the way God's made us, like God is a God of love and we're created in his image, it's that our ancestors who attached to their children had better survival rates, so that's why we attach to our children, because we're like adapted to look after them. So in that, from the evolution point of view, it's not too bad because I can just go, oh, yeah, that's the theory I have to learn, but I personally don't believe it. But there are other things, like even the fact that I could actually lose my license as a psychologist when I am one for sharing faith. So I'm not sure yet how that's going to work in, because I do plan on using it for like God's ministry. And so, yeah, that. Yeah. But that's what I'm thinking. I just wait and see. Yeah, and that's why it was being a bit of a, like, I don't know where this is going, but yeah, and that's the whole thing with just staying for one more semester for Nadia. I just knew that's where God wanted me to be right then. And right now, I know that God wants me to be doing this, but I guess that could kind of take in different directions. And I could use it in a bunch of different ways. But yeah.
There's a great book, if any of you have Muslim friends, have you met it, called Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus. It's a great book for you to read, understand, and then to try and give to any friends you have on Muslims. Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus.
Well, the other thing though, evolution doesn't bother me, but when we're learning about like the mind and the soul that has created, like, a lot of confusion. Like, I've had to really think through that, and I'm still thinking through that and trying to work out how they work in. So, yeah.
someone pray for it.
Thanks, Beck.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Rebecca and just her faithfulness towards you. We thank you that through all these times, experiences, the hard times, just that you've always been there for her and that she's always called upon you to help her with many situations. We just pray for the many years that she has left of uni and her future and just that opportunities will arise with her Muslim friend and other friends, and just that she will continue to spread the news and that people will be open into listening into her faith with you. Thank you for Rebecca's encouragement towards all of us, and I just pray that we will all take something out of what she has taught us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I've just got a couple of thoughts for us. Beck sent me a text earlier in the week sharing what she was going to share, I just had the passage from 1 Peter 3 in my mind. It says this: "But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect." And I think it's so clear from your life and the past couple of years that that's, whether you've known it or not, been a really guiding passage. And for each of us here tonight, that's the challenge. There's people that you work with, people that you go to school with, people that are in your family, people that live next door to you that don't know Jesus, that at the end of the day are going to hell. It's as simple as that. And Jesus puts us in those places so that we can be a light to point the way to him, to give a reason for the hope that we have. Not being a Bible basher, saying you need to repent and or else, but to be someone who enters in to the conversation, enters into relationship, goes and sits with and listens to, and when given the opportunity, shares what it is that you believe. God's given us opportunities every day. And for me, I think the biggest challenge from what Rebecca has just said is that when she prays before she goes out, that's when she really sees the opportunities that God's given her. And when she takes those opportunities. And I see that it's so true in my own life. When I've been praying, God, give me opportunities, guess what he does? Gives me opportunities. And I'm a little bit more in that mind frame of, I'm going to take them. I was watching a video earlier today from John Piper from his website, Desiring God. And he shares a few thoughts on what it is that we are to share. I thought back to this time. One of my best mates back in Canada, I've known him since I was like 4 years old. I became a Christian when I was like 18, and about a year later, he said, "James, what is it with you? You keep going to church. What's with that thing? Let's go out for coffee." So we went out for coffee. I mean, talk about an opportunity, you know? So we go out for coffee, and, you know, we're sitting there at the mall. There's a bunch of people around, and I'm, like, really nervous. I didn't know what to say, and I totally blew it. Like, I tried giving him every, like, machine gun. There you go. There's everything I know. And he was like deer caught in the headlights. And, for me, I have to ask the question all the time, what is it that we are supposed to share? Are we supposed to share the great things that God's done in our life? Well, yeah. Are we supposed to share the great theological thought that God's given us this last weekend at church? Well, with the right people, yes. But what is it that we're really supposed to share? And I've got a few thoughts here. In that passage we read, it said, "But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you for the reason for the hope that you have. Do this with gentleness and respect." It's Jesus. He's the one that we're supposed to share. He's the one. And here's just a couple of quick little thoughts. We shared that he came. He was a real guy. He was a real person. He came in history. He's not a figment of our imagination. He's not a figure in a book or a, you know, comic book character. He was a real person. He came. He lived a sinless life. He lived the way that God wanted his people to live. He lived the exact way that God wanted his people to live. He died. He literally died on that cross. He didn't fake that he died. He didn't put someone else up there. He didn't have a twin and somehow, you know, pulled a fast one on the world. He literally died on that cross in our place. He rose again. He actually resurrected, came back from the dead. That's one of the hardest things for people to grasp a hold of. But there is so much evidence for why we can believe that. But again, don't give it all to them in one shot. He came. He lived. He died. He rose again. He reigns now. He's the one who is Lord over all. He's the one who is Lord over all of creation, over my life, your life, over everything that there is. He is the one that at the end of the day, every knee is going to bow, whether they want to or not. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. He's going to return. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing that your friend Nadia believes. What an amazing opportunity to share with her about who that Jesus really is. Because she believes he's coming again. I hope she knows him. Yeah. He came, he lived, he died, he rose, he reigns, he's returning. And therefore, because he's done all of those things, we are always, we have been given the ability, the relationship to always be with God. It's called eternal life. It's the gift he gives us. He doesn't just give us a ticket to heaven one day. He gives us his very presence here and there. And because of all of those things, all things are working for our good through him. Not that we get everything we want, but that in the midst of difficulty and sickness and famine and all the things that Paul talked about, famine, nakedness, danger, all of the things that we go through in life, whether they're good or whether they're horrible, we have a peace that we know that we know that we know that God is with us. Not because our ancestors did it that way and so we've grown an evolutionary desire for it, but because that's what God's put inside of us to hope. That's the reason for the hope that we have. It's Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you, God, for Rebecca's life and all of the things, God, that you've been doing in these past few years. Father, we want to pray for Nadia tonight, Lord, together. We want to pray that you would bring her to faith in you. Lord, you would use Rebecca to share the truth of who Jesus is, this Jesus that she does believe in as a Muslim, that Jesus is a prophet, that Jesus is even coming again. And Father, we pray that you would open Nadia's eyes to see that Jesus is not only a prophet, but is the very begotten Son of God, which a lot of Muslims don't believe. And so we pray, God, that you would open her eyes to see the truth of who Jesus is, and that Beck would have the joy of being able to lead her to Christ. Lord, would you open her eyes of faith to see who you really are. Jesus, thank you that you call each of us in our own walks, whether that's at work or school, in our families, or with our neighbors, wherever we go. Lord, you've called us to be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have in Jesus. God, help us. Help us just to be simple about it. Not to make it complicated, not to think we have to have this big theological degree and understand everything there is to know about the Bible. But help us to see that it's as simple as just sharing who Jesus is. Lord, would you help us to be able to do that this week? Would you give us opportunities? And would you give us the courage to take those opportunities and to see you, the faithful one, change the people that you bring along our path? Thanks, Jesus, for what you're going to do this week. Thank you for our time tonight. In your name, amen.